This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. Well, are you as sick of the subject as I am? I think I'm done with the subject. This whole Obamacare repeal and replace, and as you know, we heard today that the GOP Senate does not have enough votes to pass their version of the repeal and replace. And, you know, in life, whenever you see something, you know, that just doesn't go through and just, it almost seems like it takes an act of Congress, actually. I mean, it almost seems like it's an impossible feat. And just so much work and mayhem has to go into something to make it happen. It's not meant to be. Now, in Judaism, we use the word beshert. You know, it's not beshert. And I can't tell you how many times I would try to hit my head to against something to make it work. And it not working, and I might be really upset about it, just to later find out that, I was never meant to be. Because that didn't work, something else worked. Like, for example, with my husband, all right? You know, I didn't choose to marry my husband the first time I was looking for a husband, okay? I went through a lot of guys, all right? And I didn't understand why it wasn't working with these other guys. It's like, I don't understand. He's perfect. It's not working out. This guy over here, perfect. We look like it'll just not work. And I didn't get it. I'm like, what's going on? And then by accident, I meet up with my husband. And we had been friends a while back in college. And it just clicked. So, you know, and you all don't have to believe the same way I believe. But I believe that, you know, God has a plan. And so, you know, when you look at this health care bill, and it just not, you know, one senator bowing out, then another senator bowing out, then somebody else changing their mind, and, you know, it just not working. At one point, you have to ask, is it beshert? I mean, is it meant to be? Is something else supposed to be in the works? Is there supposed to be some other action that's supposed to happen? And, you know, I've told you guys the saying, man danks and God lanks. Old, old German and Yiddish saying, where man works, 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 and God laughs, because God's ultimately in charge. That's where the saying originates. And maybe that's what's going on here. I have a poll up on Facebook and Twitter asking you guys what you think we should do. Should, you know, Obamacare just fail? Just let it fail. Should the GOP try to put in a repeal? And then have a sunset a couple years from now, which they're talking about, to work on a replacement? Or should we help to keep Obamacare alive? Go to my Facebook page at drdahlia.com or Twitter. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Donald Trump, he votes for just let it fail. You know, Obamacare's failing, just let it fail. Now, here's my problem. I'm not a politician. And I don't think I would be a very good politician, to be honest. Okay? Because I want to make everybody happy. A politician, you know, wants to make their party happy. They aren't really looking at making everybody happy. They're looking at making their party happy. And so, you know, what did the Republicans want who voted Trump and a lot of the Republican senators and congressmen? They wanted something done with Obamacare. Obamacare stunk. And people wanted varying degrees of things happening to Obamacare. They wanted it blown off the face of this earth so nobody would ever remember Obama's presidency. And that's not realistic, people. Obama was president. Right? He made some legislation. You can't turn back the clock. You can't be so mad that Obama was president that you could erase every single thing he did. That's not a realistic goal. But that's what some people want. And that's why some people want the repeal and the replace. You have other people that go, look, I don't really care about Obama or any of the legacy type stuff. I just can't stand that my premiums are so gosh darn high and I have a high deductible. So just do something about that. And to be honest, I think that's the majority of voters. So like I said, even though I wanted the Senate to move forward with this, any senator that said, but this bill isn't going to address that, was right. You know, once you allow pre-existing conditions and once you allow all the promises that the Affordable Care Act had and you don't want to repeal those parts, it's going to be very hard to bring the premiums back down. We all know that. We're hoping that these politicians are superheroes. They're not. We just need to stop and take a look and see what we have in front of us. All right? We got some good guys and girls over there in Washington. But they're not God. They're not superheroes. They're not going to take a system that's crumbling and be able to turn it around before the midterms. They can't. And so, you know, we as consumers, like, well, what the hell do we do with our premiums? And unfortunately, we have to care about something we don't want to care about. You know, how do the congressmen and senators that, you know, we want to stay in power, stay in power? So we have to care about the politics. That's what's so diabolical about the whole system. Here you are, but maybe not even diabolical. Maybe that's what's so brilliant. You can look at it both ways. But here you are thinking, look, I just want to take care of me and my family. I don't want to mess with somebody else's health care. I don't want to mess with my neighbor. I just want to think about myself. I just want to take care of myself. But you can't just have that thinking because you need your elected leaders in office, the ones that you want. So you have to think about others. It forces you not to be selfish. And you have to go, well, you know, we need to, you know, get so-and-so, Congressman Smith reelected. So if he needs to do it this way, then we have to support that. We have to donate money and we have to get him voted in. So it forces you to be a part of society. It forces you to be a part of the common good. Now, some of you guys out there are like, you know what? I don't even vote. I don't give a damn. I just worry about myself, keep my head low. Whatever the hell politics wants to do, they can do. But politics always affects you anyway. Right? You know, things always trickle down. I could have kept my head low the last 10 years. But Obamacare was passed, and my premiums tripled, and my deductible quadrupled, and there was nothing I could do about it. And after a while, you do want to get involved. So I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just let Obamacare run its course and fail. Vote to repeal it only and work on replacement or infuse money to keep it alive, 1-877-DOCDALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, the show is about you and what you guys think. And, you've been hearing me harp for years about how Obamacare was a stupid bill and, you know, how things suck for me and how things suck for other people. But I put a poll up on Facebook and Twitter, and we're getting many comments right now, some private, some so everybody could see. So I put a poll up saying, should the GOP just let Obamacare run its course and fail, vote to repeal it, or help sustain it with more government funds? I also had suggested no foul language, please, because when I read on air, sometimes I forget, and many people cuss when it comes to Obamacare, and we do not want, or when it comes to the GOP, and we don't want to read any of that on air. Sean writes, they should keep it because the GOP healthcare plan will kill millions of Americans. Okay? So, when I see something like that, it makes me kind of take a step back and go, whoa. Is this how people think? That the GOP healthcare plan is going to kill people? You know, I know, you can't just sit there and, change your whole course, in Congress based on one person's opinion. But I've heard this many, many times. This same soundbite, it's going to kill Americans. It's going to kill Americans. Now, remember, we heard that same thing with Obamacare. There's going to be death panels. There's going to be death panels. Okay, there weren't death panels. All right, so, everybody kind of needs to calm down, okay? There weren't death panels with Obamacare, and a GOP plan for healthcare isn't going to, quote-unquote, kill people, okay? We have a system that stinks right now. So we have people at risk. So somebody could argue if the GOP doesn't do something with Obamacare and just let it, fail on its own, that could kill. Or somebody could say that if they repeal it, it could kill. Or somebody could say if you keep infusing more funds, all right, into a crappy bill and not build clinics that can help people right here and now, that could kill. So, this is how you think. Steve writes, Obamacare was a failure from day one. Remember the website that didn't work and the deductible increases? It's time to give realists a chance to improve it. So that's Steve's opinion. I'm just being devil's advocate here, okay? You guys know how I feel about the situation. But what I want to do is I want to look at your comments and break it down. Okay, so let the realists improve it. Here's the thing, all right? We have, if you're calling the GOP realists, we have a majority. How are they doing anything? Anybody on the GOP side of the aisle is looking at this as, are you kidding me? They can't even, agree. Whether they should agree to just repeal, whether they should agree to put in a replacement, or whether they should agree to let it fail, they don't agree. Now, why don't they agree? Well, because they have constituents. They have issues with being reelected. Ray writes, Dahlia, it's been collapsing in different parts of the country now. I let you guys call me Dahlia on Facebook. It's okay. Yeah, I'm a show with a doctor. But they all know my grades in medical school. It's all right. Call me Dahlia. Ray writes, Dahlia, it's been collapsing in different parts of the country now. It was all about a hidden tax ruse. Why was health insurance such a non-issue when we were kids growing up? Why fix that was built flawed from the beginning? All right. So somebody else writes, why don't you break it down piece by piece? Okay, now that's interesting, breaking it down piece by piece. So one thing that we talked about is, okay, what are some things we hate about Obamacare? What are some things that we think, economy killers and job killers? Well, the tax and employers. The tax and employers was a big cluster. All right, let's stop that. We all paying a fine if we don't buy a product that we don't want. That. So one idea that I think we kind of threw around, a few years ago is if the GOP ever does make it into power, just why don't you cut that part out of the bill? Now, I think that would be a huge improvement on the economy. The only problem is if Obamacare is going to fail, and again, we got to look at it politically, we got to look through the political prism, would then, if there were any, let's say, future collapse of the healthcare system, Obama can't own that then. Because the GOP touched and interjected and did something. And so you and I have to decide who is that, is that significant enough? Who gives a damn what people say about the GOP? Is that the attitude we should take right now? We got a problem. Whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're an independent, I think we're all hoping for some sort of fix to health care, unless you are a beneficiary of the Obamacare law and you like it. And there are millions of people out there that will say they're happy. They're fine. Are they really happy? Are they really fine? Are they really loving their new health insurance? Are they loving the fact that they have at least something in their wallet that they could, show a doctor, even though it's not ideal? Remember we talked about last week where when somebody gets something for free, they're not going to talk bad about it. Okay, we're all smart enough to know that when you get a freebie, all right, you know, you're not going to complain. Like, for example, if you get like an all-you-can-eat pancakes and like the next plate is free, okay, are you going to sit there and rip on the plate, the free plate? No. You're going to just go, oh, yeah, that was a good deal. So, we don't really have an accurate assessment of, from people who claim, no, this is good. We don't really have an accurate assessment of, is it really good? Same thing with the other side. When we have people say, oh, Obamacare stinks. Why does it stink? Because Obama wrote it? That's not good enough. Why does it stink? Well, look at my premiums. Look, I can't afford to go to the doctor. Look, okay. But you got to show us something. Esther writes, maybe if government provides both Congress and Senate with the same health care as we, the peasants, they'll be motivated and assure all of us get a just and fair health care coverage. Ooh, so Esther's bringing up the point that Congress and the Senate don't have to have the same health care that we do. It's a good point. Yeah, that was a bunch of baloney we saw in the last administration. They can, and I don't think they're going to change it this administration either, where, Congress and basically our congressional leaders, Senate leaders, are exempt from any of the crappy high deductibles, high premiums, etc. They get health insurance covered. They get some pretty nice plans. You know, listen, God bless John McCain and President Carter and, all these people that have been fighting cancers like melanoma or whatever. You know, they're still alive and kicking and doing well. I want their health care plan. Whatever health care plan President Jimmy Carter has, that's what I want. Whatever John McCain has for health care, I think I want that. Damn. Because they are defying the odds that you and I sometimes can't defy. Steve writes, for Obamacare, leave it alone. Watch it crash and burn. But work diligently in the meantime to be prepared with a replacement plan when there's nothing left of it. Now, I think a lot of people on the right are kind of thinking the way Steve is thinking. And for those of you that want to participate, well, one, you could call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or you could at Twitter or Facebook comment on the poll that we put up. I think some people are pretty intrigued by the recommendation that the GOP may just, let's just repeal it and start working on Plan B. And work on a Plan B. The only problem we have with that is they haven't come up with Plan B. Now, maybe the reason why is the boat is still, remember we talked about we have the boat that's sinking. And nobody could decide whether to use masking tape or to just throw everybody on a little baby lifeboat. But if the boat didn't exist, maybe both sides of the House, both parties, will be in a hurry and be motivated to build a brand new boat. So, I'm not a politician. I'm a lover, right? I mean, this is a mess. This is a cluster. And the Democrats are pretty proud of themselves because they built a bill that you can't dismantle, without cutting off your own political head. And, it's going to have to take a lot of cojones by our politicians. It's going to have to take a lot of smarts. Letting Obamacare fail, not, I think, the shrewdest thing to do, but it could be what's quote-unquote meant to be. Maybe the only way to fix something is to let it, burn. If you can't take down an old shed, right, breathing in all the dust or, asbestos or whatever crap, and it's safer to just let the sucker burn and start over, even though it's going to tick off the neighbors, maybe that's what you need to do. 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org. www.genesis.org.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this was a frightening story. They say a newborn baby girl died after somebody kissed her who had herpes. Mariana Siffret was born a very healthy baby on July 1. On July 7th, 2 hours after her parents' wedding, she was rushed to the hospital. Doctors diagnosed Mariana with meningitis herpes. So it's a herpes virus that causes meningitis. Now remember, herpes could cause a variety of things, not only genital ulcers. It could cause mouth infections, malaise, skin, and can meningitis. Usually herpes meningitis is transmitted by sexual contact, but it could also be passed from an infected mother to the baby during childbirth. But her parents tested negative for the virus. So they think what happened is somebody who was visiting the family might have had a cold sore. In the first 48 hours, Mariana had undergone 6 blood transfusions, but her kidneys failed
and her liver stopped functioning. Fortunately, she lost brain activities, hearts and lungs were failing, and the Iowa couple announced, unfortunately, that their 18-day-old baby died. And, when you see something like this, and you guys are going to see this headline, it is going to freak you out. And why I'm freaked out is, I don't think it's just somebody that might have had a cold sore. People shed the herpes virus even without having a cold sore or genital ulcers. You know, what's so tricky about herpes is if you, let's say, want to have sex with somebody and you go, do you have anything? No gonorrhea, no chlamydia, no HIV, no syphilis, no herpes. Do you have any, you know, and you look and there's no lesions. And you're like, all right, well, I'm good. We could go condom free. No. One is, you know, how do they know they're completely free of STDs? But even if they don't have any genital lesions, they could still be, you know, transmitting herpes. And so even if you don't have an active cold sore, you could be kissing somebody and transmitting herpes 1. So, yes, having an active cold sore, having an active genital infection increases your risk of acquiring the virus. But just because they're gone doesn't mean you're in the clear. And so on Monday, Nicole Siffert and her baby doctors at Blinks Children's Hospital in Des Moines were running out of options. And this virus, unfortunately, took over the baby. And, now some of you are like, well, wait a second here. How many people have herpes? Millions of people have herpes. And how many people with herpes kiss their babies? They do. They do. They kiss their babies all the time. Some of us don't even know we have herpes. I've never been tested. I've never had a sore. So I've never been tested. But like what I just told you, just because you don't have any lesions doesn't mean you may not have it. Yeah, I mean, every time I've ever done an STD panel or whatever, I check HIV, I check whatever, hepatitis, syphilis, etc. I've never really, come to think of it, ever tested myself for herpes because I've never had a lesion. I'm like, I'm not going to waste the money. It's an expensive test. But maybe a lot of people do carry it. So I don't know. This is some very, very scary fluke. When I first heard of this, I'm like, maybe mom really did have it. And baby got it coming out of the vaginal canal. And just because her test is negative, you know, maybe the test is wrong. Because again, you know, people kiss babies all the time. I recommend not to. I recommend keeping baby away from tons of family members. You know, in Judaism, we have the bris. So the babies have to get their circumcisions when they're a week old. And everybody comes and everybody wants to hold a baby who just had their weenie chopped. Okay, I shouldn't say that. You know, who had their foreskin removed. Okay? Brises are so much more, and I know you guys are going to disagree with this, but brises are actually so much more humane than I think the way we do it in the doctor's offices, because every bris I've been to, the baby never cries. They use this Mogen clamp, and it is lickety-split. There's no injections being done with the lidocaine that burns and strapping a baby to a harness, and baby's held by dad or baby's held by grandpa. He gets to sit there and suck on his pacifier, or we give him a little bit of Mogen or Manischewitz on some gauze or something, and while he's doing it, it gets done. And I mean, time and time again, I don't hear the... Now, yeah, some babies do cry, some babies do feel it. But it just, I never chose to perform circumcision in my office because I just didn't like, you know, having them strapped. And you see, in the medical setting, remember, you're at risk for getting sued, you're at risk for liability. You have to do everything the sterile, prim and proper way. And I get that. And, you know, you don't want to do an unsterile bris by any means. Okay? You know, but, you know, in a medical setting, you don't want the child to move. You don't have the parents in the room because you don't want them freaking out and fainting. You have them in the lobby. So you have the child strapped down. You have a nurse. You have to, do a block, penile block. So you inject around the penis and then you have to use the Gomco clamp or, you know, a Plastibel or whatever is your choice to cover the head of the penis. And then you take, there's a process. It's a medical surgical process. I performed them, but I didn't like performing them. Yeah, the Mogen clamp was so much easier. The Mogen clamp, it prevented the head of the penis from being cut, took off the foreskin, lickety split, you wrapped it up, held baby. Baby was in daddy and mommy's arms the whole time. Okay? They got love, whatever. And now, who did my son's was an actual pediatrician who did the Mogen clamp way. He was a Moyle. So everything was still sterile. You know, and it was still a physician who did it, but luckily it was somebody who could do it the quick lickety-split way. And the kids, they don't even remember. I ask them, I go, do you remember getting it done? Huh? What? I had that done? I go, yeah, it would have looked different if you didn't have it done. Would it have been bigger? No, it wouldn't have been bigger. Maybe it would have looked a little bigger. Well, you did what? Okay, so anyway, so I've had that conversation with the kids. You know, but other than that, they're like, well, I guess, it's what I gotta do. But the reason why I brought that up is because, you know, family members want, when we had a bris, I didn't invite a lot of people over. I didn't want anybody around. First of all, I understand you could get some gifts. You know, but I have to sit there and host people coming over to the house. I don't want to sit there. I just had a baby. I'm still bleeding. I'm still bloated. I'm lactating through my shirt. The baby is about to get his, you know, big procedure. The in-laws are coming. I mean, I was a wreck. I'm like, oh, hell to the no. And now I have to sit here and buy food. I have to clean up and try to make the house look presentable. Oh, hell no. So we didn't invite people over. And then on top of that, I really didn't want anybody kissing the baby. Now, a lot of us mommies do kiss our babies on the head. We kiss our little babies on the nose. We kiss our babies on the cheek. And then we do the little kissy baby on the mouth. Mommies love to kiss babies on the mouth. And it's not anything that's, sinister. It's if you look at your dog and you look at your cat or whatever, they like to come up. And they like to kiss the lips. Okay? In animals, mouth-to-mouth contact is a very instinctive contact. You know, moms will say, I was pregnant, and I knew you never kissed the baby on the mouth. But once I had the baby, you just wanted to go, nah! And the reason why is that's our animalistic instinct. Animals do that all the time. Now, cats, I think they also communicate that way because they do this little whisker Morse code thing. But even my cat, when my cat comes up to me and Shaky Boo is rarely in a good mood. But when he's in a good mood because I gave him his little tuna fish, he comes up and he puts his mouth near mine. Sashi will lick me on the mouth. My dogs, they lick the mouth. Yeah, they'll lick your ears and all that. But my new dog, again, goes straight for the mouth. So it's an animalistic thing. So you have to, when you have a newborn, keep everybody away from the baby. And if your mom, and you have no idea what your herpes status is, I would hold off kissing baby on the mouth. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know a lot of you are still commenting on Facebook and Twitter, but I want to hit a couple of the stories, and then we'll get to your guys' comments in a second, okay? Massachusetts top court says workers cannot be fired for using medical marijuana. And a Supreme Judicial Court ruling now opens the door for a woman to sue her former employer after she was fired for testing positive for marijuana. Now, some of you are going to be thrilled with this ruling, and some of you are going to be a little concerned. So let's talk about it, but let me read what happened here. So they say Massachusetts highest court has ruled that a woman who says she was fired for using marijuana legally obtained to treat Crohn's disease can sue her former employer. The state Supreme Judicial Court on Monday sent Christina Barbuto's case against Advantage Sales and Marketing back to Superior Court after it was dismissed back in 2015. Barbuto says company officials said her marijuana use wouldn't be a problem, but she was fired after her first day when she tested positive for marijuana. The California company argued that the firing was justified because marijuana is illegal under federal law. Monday's ruling says employers cannot enforce blanket anti-marijuana policies against workers whose doctors have recommended medical marijuana to treat their illness. An attorney for Advantage Sales and Marketing tells the Boston Globe that they are confident that the company acted lawfully. So in Colorado, employee medical marijuana use has gone before the courts a lot, I guess. 2015, the state Supreme Court ruled that an employer's zero-tolerance marijuana policy in adherence to federal law trumped state laws in the case of a worker fired for off-duty use of medical marijuana. So, you know, here we go. As marijuana becomes legal in states, okay, we're hearing from people saying, well, okay, it's illegal, but it's not jiving with the job. The job said they could fire me. Yeah, same thing with me. I don't think I'm allowed to use marijuana. I don't think I'm allowed to keep my license, see patient, despite legalized marijuana in my state. I don't think I'm allowed to, you know, be a user of marijuana or have it in my system or, this is why the courts, and this is why I talked about how we might want to legalize marijuana, even though I'm for legalization of it. We might want to do it just a little slower, all right, you know, so we can kind of get the logistics in place. Because as you see in the courts, this is kind of a mess. So here's a lady with Crohn's disease, and Crohn's disease is an inflammatory bowel disease, which is, it's unbearable to live with. Crohn's, people with Crohn's, you know, many times have to have part of their colon removed, the pain, the bowel issues, it's somebody I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, having Crohn's. And marijuana has been known to help with inflammatory bowel conditions. And so this isn't saying, oh, yeah, I take it for my glaucoma or migraines, and, you know, you think they're faking it. I mean, you know, if she has, she would have documentation of Crohn's. She would have documentation of it. Okay, you know, she would have had a colonoscopy. There would have been pictures taken. So, you know, I believe her that she really has this illness. All right, so, you know, if somebody needs to, you know, if they have found that rather than being on chronic steroids and some of these other medications that are very expensive and could be caustic to your body, that marijuana seems to do the trick, logic dictates, okay, we'll let her do that. But now we have the flip side, okay? Nobody, during this whole time of legalizing marijuana, nobody has passed any laws saying an employer or management would be free of liability if somebody on marijuana did something stupid or committed something that would put them at risk for a lawsuit. So, like, for example, you see this big whole hullabaloo going on with this bakery. Where and I know this is a stretch, but let's just you'll see my point here. You know how we have that bakery where two women who were getting married wanted the baker to make them a wedding cake, and the bakery owners go, you know, we don't do that. We don't make cakes for gay weddings, and they were basically refused service. Okay. And so it's turned into a lawsuit. I think the ACLU is involved, and it's going to the higher courts. All right. Let's say that bakery, I don't know if it was the bakery owner or somebody who worked there at the bakery, but I think it was the bakery owner. Let's say you have a bakery, and you have somebody who is on, you know, has marijuana in their system. And your employee
says something that could be construed as racist or discriminatory, okay, you as the business owner get sued. You as the business owner are all over the news. But if that person was like, oh, come on, no worries, be happy. You know, we could all call each other by the colors that we are. I mean, come on, people, it's not, you know. But if it turns into where that employee did something that could be construed, I mean, it's all over the place. And so employers and workers' comp, and you know, workers' comp protects employers from an employee suing them for getting hurt on the job, but your workers' comp insurance is no pretty that's pretty expensive. And so every time you have a claim, your workers' comp insurance rises. So if an employer doesn't want anybody near machinery, now I know this is an advertising and sales, a sales and marketing firm, but there still are things around an office setting that, you know, you could hurt yourself. You know, how many people have slipped? Somebody spills coffee and then somebody walks and slips on it. Now, you could argue, well, Dolly, just because somebody has marijuana in the system doesn't mean they would know not to fall. Well, maybe their reflexes would be there. So the thing is if an employer is at risk because his staff, you know, could be possibly under the influence, but they're not allowed to fire you, or they're not allowed to not hire you, now they're caught between a rock and a hard place. So, you know, trust me, look, you know, I'm for workers' rights, and I'm for, you know, having had jerk bosses, okay, you know, I don't like to play violins for boss and management. I don't. But we got to cut them some slack here. They can't be damned if they do, damned if they don't. Which means what the courts need to do is if especially our Supreme Court, if they laid a rule that despite federal marijuana laws, an employer cannot fire somebody for using a substance that, even if it's for medical related, could impair their work, then there has to be, on the flip side, a protection for that same employer, or all employers, that they can't be sued or held liable if their employee does something dumb. And their workers' comp insurance can't go up. And they can't be, you know, crucified in the media if an employee does X, Y, and Z. Okay, you see what I mean? You have to do it. You have to, you can't have a cake and eat it too. Okay, you know, the employers need, you know, some wiggle room here. And again, like I said, I mean, I'm no big fan of big corporations and, you know, bosses being jerks and, you know, firing a woman who has crones. You know, I think that this, this court case did make sense. They said it wasn't going to be a problem and she got fired day one. But then you need to clear employers of all liability if somebody's on pot. You have to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.